And the next question, which you can see on the sheets you've got, is question 42. And it asks, what is the sum of the Ten Commandments? What is the sum of the Ten Commandments? Or we could say the summary. So same idea. And the answer given is the sum of the Ten Commandments is. And then we have scripture quoted to us here. To love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our strength, and with all our mind, and our neighbour as ourselves. I say quoted, it's not quite what's in the scripture, it's our rather than your, but the words otherwise are the same. Jesus, you remember, was once asked the question, what is the greatest commandment? And he gave this as the answer. He said, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind. And you shall love your neighbour as yourself. And then he said, on these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets. So these words here are a summary of the Ten Commandments that we have in the Old Testament. They are not to replace or to do away with the Ten Commandments, but they are to give them in an even shorter summary form. But they also tell us something about what should motivate us if we keep the Ten Commandments. Let me make something very clear to everybody here this morning. We are not saved by keeping God's commandments. We are not saved by living a perfect life, for we are all sinners. We are saved by repentance of our sin and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. However, the Ten Commandments and the moral law continue to be a rule of life for Christians as they live the Christian life. The commandments become to us very precious. The moral law that we ourselves seek to follow in the power of God himself. And what Jesus does is to show that love for God and love for our neighbour must motivate our lives and our keeping of these commandments. Love in the Bible is supreme. Love is supreme. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 13, and now these three remain, faith, hope and love, and they're all great, aren't they? Faith, hope and love. Faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Hope in our eternal redemption, going to heaven, seeing his glory. But the greatest of these, says Paul, is love. Love for God and love for our neighbour. He says to Timothy, at the beginning of his letter to Timothy, his first letter, the aim of our charge, the aim of my instructions to you, Timothy, and your preaching to your congregation must be love that comes from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith. Love. Now, who are we to love? What is the greatest commandment? See in this answer, love God. That's right, Daniel. Love God. And there are four alls in this answer, in the words of Jesus himself. Because God calls upon us to give first place in our hearts and in our mind, in our soul, in our strength, to God. God is to be the one we love more than anyone or anything else, with all our hearts, with all our soul, with all our strength, and with all our mind. What does it mean to love God? It means that we prize God, we value God more than anything else. Maybe somewhere in your house, some of you older folk have got precious heirlooms or precious possessions handed down to you from an older relative, a parent, a grandparent, and something made of some jewellery, something made of gold or diamond, and you keep it and you treasure it and you prize it very highly. But we are to prize God above everything else. We are to run after God more than anyone else. When you love someone, you run after them. You want to be with them. God says, He demands first place in our hearts. But then if we love God, we must also love our neighbour. Because if we claim to love God and do not love our neighbour, then our love to God is a very false love. John says this in his first letter, chapter 4, verse 7 and 8. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God. And whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love one another, does not know God. Because God is love. Jesus said the second commandment is no less great than the first. Love your neighbour as yourself, even loving your enemy as yourself. So let's say the words of this answer together. What is the sum of the Ten Commandments? The sum of the Ten Commandments is to love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our strength, and with all our mind, and our neighbour as ourselves. Remember, it's heart, soul, strength, mind. Not quite alphabetical order, unfortunately, but I'm sure you'll find a way of learning those.